This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I truly do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. But you can do a couple of other things, too. You can give me your email address. Every week I send out, you know, who we're going to be talking to, the topics we're going to be talking about, offers made by The Real Side. Some of our sponsors make some special offers, special deals for you. You should at least check them out. I mean, free is always good, right? Well, it should be good most of the time. Not always good, but you know what I'm saying. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's if you want to get involved in the conversation. If you don't, I don't have to tell you. I don't know how you, you know, with some of these, with some of the information or some of the things that you guys send me, I don't know how you can not get involved in the conversation. I don't know how you not, don't drive yourself crazy with this. So anyway, the beloved Nancy Pelosi, you know, I still say it, the Dems have not figured out what went wrong. Part of that is because they're so full of themselves. You know, narcissism does run deep in that party. It has to, because for you, if you look at some of the things that they write on Facebook, even the local hardcore Dems, if you look at some of the things that they write on Facebook and how sure they are right, and then when they lose, when they don't get what they're looking for, all of a sudden, it's because the other side is too stupid. The other side's too bigoted. The other side's too racist, too whatever. And that's just, you know, and that just shows you they're not stopping to say, wait, wow, did we do something? What did we do wrong? What happened here? They refuse to do that. They're not going to do it. Let's just be honest about it. They're just not going to do it. And I don't know how you fix that. I don't think you can. And Pelosi is proof of that. What does she say? Pelosi says, I don't think that people want a new direction. Is that why you lost all those governorships? Is that why you lost all those, you know, Senate houses or you know, state legislatures? To the House Minority Leader, you say it three times fast. Let's see, she was on Face the Nation. Let's see if I can play this. Can I play it? Yeah. I'm going to play this for you. It comes off of Face the Nation. She was there doing an interview. And she said that despite the Democrats losing the House, Senate, and almost two-thirds of the state houses, the American people don't want a new direction. Now, few Dems that are listening to the show, you trollers that might be out there. I mean, some of you I know earnestly like the show. But there's some of you listening to catch me say something wrong. Explain to me. None of you will, because you seem to be too afraid to write in. But write me an email. Explain to me how you've lost all, because, you know, you were sure. They were all sure. You know, to them, Trump was the golden gift. And they were all sure that they were going to win the House, the Senate, all of this stuff. And they had, if I was them, I'd be sitting there scratching my head. Remember, the last two election cycles, they beat in our heads. If the Republicans didn't change, if they didn't change the direction, they didn't change their way of doing business, they were done. They were finished. Kaputsky, never to be seen again. I think the shoe's on the other foot. And they won't admit to it. And see, the problem is this. As you all know, or some of you know who've been to AA and those kind of things, until you admit you have a problem, you won't fix it. She is that classic example of that. There is no problem, she says. Take a listen.
You were reelected to lead the Democrats in the House. What do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? And then, go to you, what are you going to do differently?
Well, I don't think that people want a new direction. Our values unify us, and our values are about supporting America's working families. That is one that everyone is in agreement on.
Well, apparently, Nancy, they don't believe you are supporting working families. When you have the high rate of unemployment that we have, and 4.6 is a joke, it's not real. Right, you just heard it last month. They lost 400,000 jobs. 400,000 jobs. People that are no longer looking for work. Now, that doesn't mean they got a car accident. It doesn't mean that they're sick. They have a terminal disease. It means they can't find a job. So they just simply stopped looking. They've run out of unemployment. That's the other thing which I think is hilarious. They don't even check to see. When you come off unemployment, they figure you found a job. That's what they figure. So now, if you've been on unemployment for the, 92 or 99 weeks, I don't know which it is, and you're up on the 103rd week, well, just because you're not filing for unemployment anymore, that means you found a job. Couldn't possibly mean you've run out of benefits. God forbid somebody put some logic to this thought. But when you have almost 95 million Americans out of work, this is an issue. Nothing's been fixed or changed, Nancy. And then your people get out there and talk about how great the economy is, how we've turned things around. Jobs are on the rise. Just look at the unemployment rate dropping. Pay no attention whatsoever to the U6 number or to the number that shows you how many people could work but have stopped working and aren't looking anymore. Don't pay any attention to that. Unreal. Can you just shoot me? Because I don't believe any of this is real. This can't be real. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy. I didn't mean to interrupt you, honey.
What we want is a better connection of our message to working families. And
what is your message? We're going to keep tough regulations on companies to drive more and more business out of this country. We're going to make sure that we make it almost impossible for any new companies. She's from California. Are you serious? There's a mass exodus of companies from California. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. More with Mrs. Pelosi after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate... There are no free rides! Oh, that's the Edgar Winter group, but free ride. Yes, it's from the 70s. Get over yourselves. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can... watch live, listen live. I don't know if this song may go on for 3 hours, for all I know. Anyway, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch you can do up there. And mostly keep up with the show. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me up there. So, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi. And although I know I don't have to say this because most of you are already well aware. There's not much going on up there, if you know what I mean. And she's sitting here talking to, being interviewed, and she's talking about how that she doesn't think the people want a new direction. She doesn't think people/Democrats want a new direction. And for those of you out there say, well, the majority of America, well, you don't know that. Because the majority of America didn't come out to vote, right? What do we have, 120 million votes cast? There's 350 million people? I don't know. My rough math says that's not even half. You know what I mean? So don't say the majority of Americans came out and voted. You know? And I do believe, I am one of those believers, that there was a bunch of voter fraud. Do I think it was 3 million, 4 million, 5 million people? No, of course not. But I don't know. Now I don't think we're ever going to find out because just people are, you know, they'll do anything to win. How you feel good about yourself, and most of them probably don't, if you cheat to win, I don't know how you feel good about yourself. I have no clue. Anyway, back to Mrs. Pelosi. She's one of mine. And not just by marriage. You know, her dad sounds, the stories I hear about her father sound like a wonderful guy. What happened? Maybe her meds are off. I don't know. Anyway, let's hear it. Let's. I will try to finish this up now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off because she makes me choke most of the time. We'll see what we can do here.
Our country, and that clearly in the election showed that message wasn't coming through.
What message? You keep talking about the message that you're for the working people. You got so mad. I don't know if you guys caught this, but she got so mad at the working class. What? I'm glad we're not, you know, we're not supposed to be in classes, but they always put us in a class. That the working class, she got so mad during the primary portion season that she started calling them the uneducated voters. And she was very specific that she was talking about the working class. Because they were the voters that the Dems have always been for, always fought for. And they're just not doing their homework. They're just not paying attention. And that's why they're voting for Republicans. So again, it shows you how far out of touch she actually is. Because nothing could be further from the truth. Absolutely nothing. Here, Marcy, there.
But we are united in terms of the security of our country, which is our first responsibility. So
that's why you want to let in, you know, 500,000 plus undocumented workers, illegal workers, refugees. I mean, you don't want boundaries. How are you for this country's security when you're really not interested in boundaries? You see, everything is a global world. And you know what? That's great and wonderful if everybody's kind of on the same page as how they want the global world. But when you've got a whole group of people that just want to annihilate you, take you over, because you don't fit into their religious mold, and don't, you know, for some of you who think that Christians are like that, I'll call you out as being brain dead. How's that? I don't know of any Christians that want to take over the world and will do it violently. I don't know of any. And if you know of any, have them call me. Explain to me where they find that in the Bible. I want to be enlightened. Come on, think about it. Again, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. If I'm off, I'm wrong, I'm brain dead, give it a holler. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, we got to come up with a name for her. So the Pelosi thinks that people, as a whole, people did not want a new direction. They were very happy with the way the country was going, which is why, again, almost half of the people that voted for the country to go in a different direction. That's how happy they were. So, if the people didn't want a new direction, they must have been confused as the direction we were going in, because they actually voted for a new direction.
Be smart and strong and not reckless in how we protect the American people.
Reckless? You're causing people, what was it, yesterday or the day before was the one-year anniversary where 14 people were gunned down in San Bernardino, California. Why? Because the political correctness of this country allowed Muslim extremists to go bringing, you know, weapons, truly weapons of mass destruction if you're killing four people, right? And bring them to work, if you would. And wipe out families. That's right. You wiped out. Families were wiped out that day. When mom and dad are killed or dad's killed, especially if dad's the breadwinner or if mom's killed and mom's the breadwinner. You ripped families apart. You took away their livelihood. But we don't want to be too aggressive in protecting our families, right? Seriously.
Strong in how we protect our economy.
You know what's really funny is Nancy's dad, coming from an Italian heritage, he left fascism. He left an oppressive state, an oppressive country, an oppressive area to come here. I truly believed if he saw what was going on now, like some of my older Italian relatives that are in the 70s and 80s, although she's up there too, maybe she doesn't know, who are looking around going, I don't know what happened in this country that I came to, that I fought to come to, that I gave up everything I had to get here. They came here because the rule of law was going to keep them safe. They came here because they knew that they could count on the Americans and the American Constitution to protect them. That's why my grandparents came here, or my relatives who came here from Italy. They wanted a better life. They didn't want lawlessness. Not much to ask for, right? What I loved was this. Again, specifically asked by CBS Face the Nation, the host for CBS Face the Nation. He said the Democratic Party is in a moment of questioning, and it's questioning its identity. You were reelected to lead the Democrats in the House. What do you tell Democrats who want a new direction and then go to you? What are you going to do differently? You know what she said? Nothing. She didn't have to use the other 42 words there. She should have just said nothing. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Yeah, that's right. That's the what is it, the elephants coming through the jungle? Although they'll probably peter out like they always do. I'm sorry. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But I wrote this 2 years ago, I'm relieved to admit that I was a bit wrong with it. Okay. But I wrote 2 years ago when we won both the Senate and the House back, that I said, okay, so we won, now what? If we don't change leadership, we're done. We're finished. And we didn't. We didn't change leadership for a while until Ryan got in. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you hop up on Facebook, we've also got a live Facebook feed. So what I was saying was, if 2 years ago I said, if we didn't change leadership, if we didn't change our way of doing business, we were done. And it's true. It was so true because Boehner finally had to leave. Right? McConnell's still doing stuff the same way. I don't know why we kept him there. You know, to me, he's no different than Harry Reid. Get them gone. Get the old guard out of there. Get them gone. Let's get a couple of people with some spines in there that know how to pound a desk. Come on, whether you like Trump or not, can you imagine with Trump and two other strong people in leadership, how well we could do? How much we could get accomplished? You know, Pelosi's sitting there. They don't want to change. Right? I mean, think about... Pelosi, she downplayed the party's losses over the last few years, right? She doesn't care, right? So here's the deal. So since 2008, the numbers are really bad for the Dems. The Dems are down 10%. They're down in the House by 19.3%. And in the governor's 35%. The Democrats are getting clobbered at every level of multiple elections. It doesn't seem to bother her. You know what her response to all of this stuff is? We were up so high in 2006, 2008, there was nowhere to go but down. I'm telling you, she's not playing with a full deck, people. There was nowhere. If you're doing the job and you're doing what you're supposed to do, look, I got news for you. Democrats will vote for Democrats no matter how bad they are. You must have been pretty bad to lose all those seats. They must have been pretty tired. And the only ones that seem to be drinking, the continually drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, you look at Baltimore, who again elected all black Democrats from Baltimore. Look at Detroit. This is a problem. This is a big problem. But it's okay. I'm actually quite excited that Nancy Pelosi got elected again. I am so happy that they can't see the light and they keep doing the same thing and your leader sees no reason to change. I hope she maintains that attitude. I hope she can make that happen. Really. That way there I know that we will keep winning, that we will keep beating you. The Republicans will keep beating the Democrats because she's going to use the same playbook that she's used all along. And it's a wonderful thing. And then, remember, the Dems, what do they call us? The obstructionist party? We were the party of no? Now, even though they had total control for 2 years, they still called us the party of no. Well, guess what? Democratic Representative Ellison says the House Democrats will do nothing but vote no under a Donald Trump presidency. So they don't care if it's good, bad, or indifferent. They're just going to vote no. Right? Isn't that wonderful? Don't they care for the country? Isn't that the way that things should be? Now, see, they were saying these things about the Republicans when they said no. So why are we allowed to say the same thing about them? Or is it one of those games where, well, you did it to us, so now we're going to do it to you? Now, Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison was considered a front-runner to be the next Democratic National Committee chair. Says House Democrats will do nothing but vote no in the coming years under the Trump administration. So he's already decided that they're not going to vote for anything that Trump wants to do. So if I was Trump and the Republicans, I would go, okay, no problem. We won't look for any of your help. And every bill you put on the table, we'll bury in committee. Have a nice day. I'm telling you, it is time. And I'm glad Trump is like this. I don't care whether you like him or not. Right? You're going to screw with him? He's going to bury you. What was that comment that Sean Connery made in The Untouchables? They sent one of ours to the hospital. He sent two of theirs to the morgue. I'm good with that. Seriously. You need to make the rule. You need to make the message hard and in their face. Ellison has faced questions over whether he can juggle both working in Congress and rebuilding a depleted Democratic Party. Defended himself at a party meeting on Friday by suggesting that working as a Democrat congressman won't require much effort. I'm in the process of deciding this issue of whether I can perform both roles, Ellison said. That's according to the New York Times. That was referring to his work in the House, and he said that all there is to do there is vote no. Ellison then promised that every other moment not spent voting no will be devoted to his work on the DNC. With his attitude, I'm confident that we'll keep winning. That's me, Joe. Now, Ellison can effectively work both jobs. Just one of the several concerns raised about the Minnesota Democrat. Ellison's past is littered with radical positions that he has since tried to walk back. In other words, no. I only meant that when I wasn't in Congress. Now that I'm in Congress, I don't mean that now. I meant it then, but I don't mean it now. Really. You've heard about his comment that he said that the Jews were mobilized by Israel to do its bidding in America. So Jews were sent to America to take over America. But the Muslims weren't. His group wasn't. And if you say that, what? Everybody together. Ready? You're Islamophobic. That's right. In 2009, Ellison campaigned on behalf of a Libyan-born Muslim who called for Palestinians to embrace the jihad way. Read that again in case you missed it. In 2009, Ellison campaigned on behalf of a Libyan-born Muslim who called for Palestinians to embrace the jihad way. Isn't that nice of him? Wasn't that really cool? Ellison once advocated for American blacks to have their own nation and called the U.S. Constitution best evidence of white racist conspiracy to subjugate other peoples. But you notice these people never give you specifics. And when they do give you a line or two out of the Constitution, they have to twist it and tweak it and bend it and beat it so bad it doesn't even resemble the original comment so they can get their point across. And then to add insult to injury, black congressman, or the black caucus, refuses to condemn Ellison's past proposal. Oh, a past proposal for a black state. Got to move the screen down further. So, Let me see. On September 9th, the Congressional Black Caucus members, let me see, looks like Barbara Lee, David Scott, Senator Roland Burris, Representative Yvette Clark, Keith Ellison, hold a news conference about the health care reform at the U.S. Capitol. Lee said that the caucus expects President Barack Obama to show support for a robust public option during his next speech. That was going to come a couple days later. And they were expecting him to make it like a one-payer system. Good luck to that. Now, Ellison, while speaking to an atheist group in 2007, compared to these, you ready for this one? Why is this guy in Congress? I don't understand. This shows you that we're not paying attention. This shows you that we either vote color, or we vote religion, or we vote party. Because even if this was a white guy, I would make sure we didn't vote for him. While speaking to an atheist group in 2007, Ellison compared the September 11 terrorist attacks to the Reichstag fire in Germany. And he stopped just short of suggesting that George W. Bush played a role in the attacks. Now, never mind. Ellison also tried to downplay his ties to radical anti-Semite Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who he once defended against charges of anti-Semitism. There's no way you can... He'd even admit he's anti-Semitic. He would. Farrakhan, that is. And there's no way that guy can deny it, because just go look at what he's written. Go look at what he said. Grab his speeches. There's no way around that. What, Trump's got a Jewish son-in-law. He's anti-Semitic. This guy actually comes out and says he is, and he's not. They're a sick breed. That's what I keep saying. I don't get how you people keep reelecting them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough
to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, please be part of the conversation. Now, I will tell you, I did have to chastise somebody earlier. And the reason is, I don't care what you put in the chat room for all, I mean, not just the chat room. I don't really care what you put in the, the Facebook feed, right? And for me, I don't have a problem with that. I'll tell you what I have a problem with. When you start attacking each other with really nasty names, not doing it. I'll take your post down. So you can call and you can call names or call things stupid that are ideas, you know, principles and that kind of stuff. But you know, calling each other stupid, you're not going to bring us back down to that level. Rhonda from Paradise, California. I hope it is a paradise. It's hard for me to believe that anywhere in California is a real paradise. Anyway, but please don't attack each other. Again, you can attack each other's ideas. You can attack their party that they belong to, but that's it. And anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. As I said earlier, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and get involved, get engaged, do something. Now listen, a couple of things. My new book, Ramblings of a White Ring, Ramblings of a White Ring, right-wing Bible-thumping white guy is up on my website. You can head out there. Now, you know, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know how I attack things. And a lot of times I don't get into it, or I get into a 15, 20 minutes hard to follow on the show. So what I've done is I've taken these segments, I've taken some of these issues that I've talked about. No, it is not 130 pages of beating on Obama. Why? Everybody else has already done that. You can find that all over the place. I go into detail on some of these issues we've talked about in the past, some of these distractions that we haven't paid attention to. And when I was out and about talking to some of my peeps, whatever that means, people were telling me they didn't know about these stories. As a matter of fact, somebody that we have on the show on a regular basis has said to me, I didn't believe half the stuff you talk about until I started doing the show with you from time to time. And then when I dug down deep, I found out, wow, these stories are true. They really do happen. This is really a problem. So I put those in the book. And we talk about everything. And it's ammunition for you. Look, it's an easy read. Most people got it, say they read it in a relatively short period of time. Got a lot out of the book. If you head over to Amazon and you Google Amazon, just search in Amazon for Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping, White Guy. It'll come up. It's a Kindle version and it's a regular version. If you want, a color, illustrations are in color. Some of them are in color, some of them black and white. Amazon, this is getting way too confusing. If you want me to sign it, just hop up to the website, therealside.com, buy the book there, and I can sign it and send it to you and try to get it to you before Christmas. If you want to sign, if you don't want to sign, order it from Amazon. Fighting off something in my throat here. Order it from Amazon, and they'll get it out to you, I guess, in a couple of days. If you're Prime, I guess they get it out to you in 2 days max. And I guarantee you'll read it, and people are saying, when's your next one? It's just common sense. There's nothing special about the book. I know I shouldn't say that. It's just common sense. And coming at things from a common sense issue. And you'd be surprised how many people don't really know what's going on around here. Don't know what's going on in their own communities. Anyway, and the other thing I'd like to say to you is one of our sponsors is giving away a Morgan silver coin. But you can only get it one way. You got to call 844-715-7311. Christmas is coming up here. 844-715-7311. Call over. He's going to send you two white papers along with the silver coin. And you don't have to buy anything. You just have to call, and you have to qualify. And the way you qualify is, first off, you have to have a job, and you can't live in your mom's basement. Got to have two nickels to rub together, okay? And he's going to explain to you about the potential bail-in that's coming from this government. I'm hoping that with Trump coming in, he might be able to change that. And how to keep your IRA or physical metals and take them home. That's right. You'll get a piece of paper that says, hey, your money's been invested in gold and we're holding it for you. No, they actually send it to you. You actually have it. But you're not going to find out unless you call. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Okay. Back to, there's a lot of fodder here. There's so much we could do and have fun with. So, this Ellison guy, now he's not going to change. I don't know if Pelosi's technically, even though she's the minority leader, she also has a lot of influence over the party as a whole. Ellison says that all they're going to do is vote no, which is really cool because, remember, we were the ones, the Republicans were the ones, the conservatives were the ones who were blamed for being obstructionists. Because, anybody know? Yeah, because we kept voting no. Under President Obama, we just kept voting no. We wouldn't get on board with some of his crazy stuff. We weren't interested. Yes, every time I say, Mr. Obama, somebody hits one of those angry faces on Facebook. I'm okay with that. But Ellison, again, he's got a lot of skeletons. Is this who the up-and-comers are for the Democrat Party? I mean, they're quick to turn out or point out anything about any one of our candidates that's wrong or uncomfortable. Right? But think about it. So Ellison is telling his colleagues or working with his colleagues to make sure they vote no on everything. So I guess we don't call that obstructionism. Got to have another name for it. And then he's got to rebuild that party. How's he going to rebuild it? Who's he going to put in those chairs? Who's he going to bring in as leaders? Ellison himself is an anti-Semite. I mean, come on, let's work this through. They've been losing seats. This is why I said to you, don't get nervous. Encourage them. Encourage your Democrat friends to keep the same people in office. Yeah, don't vote different. Keep the same people there. Really, think about it. There was actually an ad that was put out by a Dem congressman that said he wanted anyone but straight white men, anyone but straight white men to apply for internships. We'll talk about that in a minute. So in an op-ed for the Washington Post, Ellison said that he should have scrutinized Farrakhan's positions more thoroughly, but blamed an old right-wing smear campaign. But wait a minute. This got it confused. So if he said in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post that he should have scrutinized Farrakhan's positions more thoroughly, then he's admitting to supporting Farrakhan, right? Am I missing this, or am I too simplistic? Maybe I'm just not smart enough to work this through. So he said he should have scrutinized Farrakhan's positions, which means that he found issue with some of them. Now he finds issue with some of them because he's running for the DNC, probably. Or there were things there that he could have backed away from. Right? I mean, I know some of you already got it, but please understand there's some of you who don't got it. And so, you know, if you talk about ties to radicalism, you talk about ties to Islam, you talk about ties to what's going on out there that the Dems mostly haven't, they're mostly aligned with. This isn't a blame game. This isn't me trying to make it look like it's, these are them fessing up to it being them. Can we just get it here? The Anti-Defamation League recently said that Ellison should be disqualified from serving as DNC chair because of the past comments he made about Israel and the ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt, and they called it deeply disturbing. However, as I always say to my Jewish friends, what were you thinking? What are you thinking? No, seriously. What are you thinking here? Here he is. There are a lot of Jews in the Democrat Party. And here he is putting you down, talking poorly about you, and you're still there. You're still voting for these guys. You're still there. I don't get any of this. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Ellison is one of two Muslims in Congress. Just two. Now, look, I don't have a problem with moderate Muslims being in Congress anymore than I have a problem with moderate Catholics being in there or moderate Christians being in there. I don't want a militant anybody in Congress. I just don't. Right? But think about this. He's received backing of numerous progressives. Now the two that scare me right away, for me, the things that would disqualify him is he's backed by Bernie Sanders, he's backed by Elizabeth Warren. And he's come under heavy fire for the remarks he's made in the past for his association with the controversial figures and groups such as the Nation of Islam and members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Again, I say to my Jewish listeners, even if you're Republican, you can't get to some of your friends. You can't talk to some of your friends about these things. Don't even talk to them about the politics. Talk to them about what these people believe against your people. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a lot coming up in the next hour. Hey, millennials are going crazy over a new TV show because it shows them as themselves. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.